Welcome to Day 10 of the Compassion Meditation Challenge. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington. Being a copycat isn't always a bad thing. We all want to feel like we are original thinkers. Most of us have a tendency, however, to go along with the crowd, doing what others do or what we think we are supposed to do according to the social norms of the day. Fortunately, some of the positive aspects of this natural human tendency is the appearance of more compassionate, generous, and altruistic behavior. It feels good to give people the benefit of the doubt, especially when we remember that we too need a bit of leeway in the assessment of our work or behavior. By opening our eyes to the possibility of sending out waves of positivity, a sincere blessing for others to be free from suffering, even when people mess up, we become more tender, forgiving, and accepting. Science says that it can stimulate others to do the same. We are hardwired to feel one another's emotions. The so-called mirror neurons in our brains allow for the feeling of empathy, having a sense for what another person is feeling. When these neurons fire, we can literally feel as though we are connected to others through an energetic bond. When someone is in a bad or low mood, we feel it. When someone is giddy and in love, we feel that too. Compassion is contagious, so if you want to help compassion spread to the next generation, lead by example. By deliberately sending out your heartfelt wish for the well-being of others, many others will catch the wave and keep it moving. Compassion is magical that way. Let us begin today's meditation by taking 5 deep, slow breaths. Breathe in through your nose slowly to the count of 6. Hold your breath for 2 counts. Now exhale slowly to the count of 6. Let's do this again for a total of 5 breaths. Now, with your hands resting on your lap, or on your heart if you wish, recite the loving kindness phrases and really try to generate the feelings of kindness, friendliness, and compassion. Starting with yourself, say, "May I be free from suffering." May I be peaceful and truly happy. May I be well in body, mind, and heart. May I live with ease. As you feel the warmth coming from your heart, a sincere desire that you not suffer, see if you can extend that feeling to someone you care about. Imagine a dear friend or a loved one and repeat the phrases. May you be free from suffering. May you be peaceful and truly happy. May you be well in body, mind, and heart. May you live with ease. Now, as you bask in these wonderful feelings of kindness and compassion, extend this wish to all beings on the planet. Imagine sending a wave of love from your heart, wishing all beings freedom from suffering. Recite the loving kindness phrases. May all beings be peaceful and truly happy. May all beings be well in body, mind, and heart. May all beings live with ease. Spend a few minutes allowing this wave of loving kindness to swirl around you and radiate from you. I will sound a bell when the meditation period is over. Take this feeling of connectedness with you throughout your day, always remembering that you too are worthy of a life free from suffering, full of peace, and true happiness. Would you please share this 21-day challenge with your friends and loved ones? Use the hashtags #CompassionMeditation. If you'd like to download a longer version of this practice, visit attunementmeditation.com/compassion. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington. May you be free from suffering. May you be peaceful and truly happy. May you be well in body, mind, and heart. May you live with ease.